This is a short video to accompany our paper, Harmonic Coordinates. We're going to start with a little example using mean value coordinates to deform an object shown in blue with a convex cage shown in black here. So when we begin, the cage points can be moved independently of the object points. Now what I'll do is bind the object points to the cage points, and now as I move cage points around, you'll see the object deform smoothly. In this next example, we're going to use mean value coordinates to deform an object bound to a non-convex cage, such as motivated by this bipedal character. As I move some of the points around, you'll see behavior very similar to that we saw a moment ago in the convex case. One problem arises if I move the points down here on the leg, on the left leg, and you can see that as I move the points on the left leg, the object points on the right leg are moving a considerable amount, and they're counter-moving with the cage points. It's highly undesirable in character animation. To address the problem, in the paper we develop a new kind of coordinate called harmonic coordinates. It gives us more local control over the interior of non-convex objects like this. Here we've taken that same cage and object and bound the object to the cage using harmonic coordinates in place of mean value coordinates. For many of the points, the behavior of harmonic coordinates are similar to that of mean value coordinates. The real difference lies in these very non-convex cases, like down here. I can now move the points on the left leg and have the points on the right leg move very little. The main difference between harmonic coordinates and mean value coordinates is that harmonic coordinates measure distance within the cage, whereas mean value coordinates measure Euclidean distance, and hence this point has a significant influence on this point when using mean value coordinates, but not when you use harmonic coordinates. Our discussion so far of harmonic coordinates assumes that the cage surrounding the object consists of a closed polygon, meaning that the deformation is determined as soon as the boundary values are known. We show in the paper that it's possible to further refine cages to include interior points, such as the one up here, which if I rebind, gives me more local control over the behavior of the deformation in regions of particular interest. Further, far away from these interior controls, the behavior is the same as it was before. Another example is motivated by this point down here near the knee, where if I wiggle that point near the knee, you can see that it affects both this side of the leg and this side of the leg. If I consider that motion undesirable for my application, for instance, I want the motion restricted to just this region, I can introduce blockers into the interior as controls, such that when I rebind, the motion of this knee point now is restricted to this side of restricted to that side of the leg. By positioning interior points, I get refined control over other parts of the deformation. The ability to add these interior controls, when and if the articulator wants, is one of the advantages of harmonic deformations and harmonic coordinates. These interior controls can be quite general and form arbitrary cell complexes on the interior. The structure of those interior controls need not be manifold. Now you saw a little bit of motion there when I rebound. That's because of discretization error. There's a little bit of error in the solve. We describe a method to deal with that in the paper. Harmonic coordinates extend to three dimensions, and in fact they extend to any higher dimension as we show in the paper. As a three-dimensional example, I've got here a cage consisting of a triangular mesh in three dimensions. Into which I've embedded an object. The object has about 8,000 points, and the cage has about 112 points. I've then harmonically bound the object to the cage and crudely articulated the cage. So if I pull the cage around in a very crude fashion, you'll notice how the object moves with a very smooth deformation. This example is all running in real time on a Macintosh G5 to give you a feeling for the speed of the system. I have all the local control behavior that I have in two dimensions, and so I avoid the artifacts of mean value coordinates in three dimensions. Recall that mean value coordinates measure Euclidean distances, whereas harmonic coordinates measure distances within cages. So as I move the left leg, you'll see that as I move the right leg, you'll see that the left leg is staying completely fixed. You'll also see that the deformations are quite rapid. Although we haven't implemented it yet in three dimensions, all the benefits of interior controls also extend to three dimensions. Thank you for your attention.